I cannot wait, Buck, to see what the numbers look like on Monday, as we will be 15 days out the next time we're coming back to talk with everybody. And the numbers are just breaking so well in our favor. Even Biden today said, well, I think we're going to get another jump in our direction. I disagree with you, Joe. I think the tsunami is growing. The wave is growing and may turn into a tsunami.
I certainly hope so. Are you doing some of the... Well, you're actually... It's funny. I saw this Halloween stuff. I don't even remember. I'm not into Halloween at all. I swear I'm fun, even though I'm not into Halloween, birthdays.
Oh, we love it.
You know.
Our house, my wife has got, I don't know how much money she spent on Halloween decorations. They are everywhere in our house.
I mean, I do remember when I was a young CIA officer, you know, running around D.C. when I wasn't overseas.
Georgetown
in my 20s.
On Halloween is amazing.
Halloween, a lot of partying going on Halloween. So I was dressing up as whatever. And there was this whole period where the ladies of your peer group then took it as an opportunity to be costumed in... It was very nice. That's all I can say.
It's still nice. It's the sexy costume look has not faded. There are going to be a lot of college-age boys and a lot of boys in their 20s that are living a great life over the next couple of weeks as the party season gets into full swing. All
what is
the
most popular costume supposed to be this year? Do we know? Do you usually have like a...
It depends on age, right? Like,
right, yeah. But I mean, for, you know, actually, I don't... For kids, what's the most popular one?
I don't even know. My kids are getting old. My kids are getting older now. Stranger Things is probably very popular, I would still
think.
Well,
you're the special dad correspondent here, so you tell me what actually happens on Halloween with the kids.
I'll be giving out candy. I'll know all the answers.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
With the upcoming midterms, keep something in mind. You don't just vote at the ballot box. You vote with every dollar you spend, including your monthly cell phone bill. Verizon Wireless customers, you're supporting a company that canceled One America News for their support of President Trump. AT&T customers, your company owns CNN. And T-Mobile customers, your CEO advised Democrats on how to beat Trump.
Instead of all this, how about switching to Pure Talk to support your own politics for your cell phone service? A company that believes in giving you great service at a low cost, like unlimited talk, text, plenty of data for just $30 a month. Families on a Pure Talk plan save almost $1,000 a year.
We're Pure Talk customers, and we love their service. You keep your phone, but your bill is lower, and you get 30 days risk-free.
Here's how to sign up from your cell phone. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, to save 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250, say Clay and Buck. The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license, and the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic. When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate
Live
committee.
From the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, sentenced to 4 months in jail today after being convicted of defying a subpoena from the House panel investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Bannon, though, free pending appeal. And after the trial, Bannon says coming for the Biden administration soon, and others will be getting it.
This is democracy. The American people are weighing and measuring what went on with the Justice Department and how they comported themselves. They're weighing and measuring that right now, and they will vote on November 8th.
And Bannon attorney David Schoen says that Bannon will go free.
I believe that the appeal in this case is bulletproof. The issues, the constitutional issues involved in this case are very important, but Mr. Bannon never got to tell the reasons for his actions with respect to the subpoena, never got to tell his story.
Also at townhall.com, a new poll finds Republican Don Bolduc gaining on Democrat incumbent Maggie Hassan in the New Hampshire Senate race.
The new survey conducted by GOP pollster Fabrizio Lee and Associates says Hassan now leads her Republican challenger by just 2 points, 49-47%. That's within the margin of error, meaning the candidates are effectively tied. Other recent polls give Hassan a larger edge, with the latest Real Clear Politics average of surveys giving Hassan a 5.6% advantage. New Hampshire is one of a handful of states where Democrat incumbents hope to block the GOP from regaining the Senate majority. Bob reporting.
Ukrainian troops have bombarded Russian positions in the occupied and illegally annexed southern Kherson region. They targeted primarily resupply routes along a major river. More on these stories at townhall.com.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-549-8866. That's 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. Wesley Financial Group is not a law.
Catherine Cortez Masto has been caught in lie after lie, blanketing our state with ads even the liberal mainstream media calls false and misleading. I'm Adam Laxalt. Catherine Cortez Masto's claims about me just don't hold up. I've never been a lobbyist in my life, and I was the first attorney general to take on Big Pharma, hold them accountable for the opioid crisis, and win. Catherine Cortez Masto is running on lies because her record is nothing but failure. She votes with Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. And the result? Higher prices, higher crime, open borders. I fought for America and Iraq. I fought for Nevada as Attorney General. Now I'm fighting for my family and yours. We have to save America from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A grand jury has indicted former Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis on a murder charge in the killing of Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman. The indictment charges Tellis with one count of murder with a deadly weapon against a victim who is 60 years of age or older. The 45-year-old Tellis had been charged with killing Gehrman, who had written stories about him and the dysfunction of his office. Tellis has been confined to the Clark County Detention Center without bail since his arrest on September 7th. Well, Tellis has two public defenders representing him against the murder charge. Word is he owns six properties in Nevada and Arkansas with at least $200,000 in equity. Despite owning the five rental properties and reporting that he and his wife are making more than $20,000 a month, a former public administrator filed documentation with the court last month saying that he is indigent and needs a public defender. Local legal experts say there is no real hearing on the indigency, and prosecutors normally just accept the request when it's made, and then they just simply move on. KMZQ weather is sunny and beautiful today. Look for a high of 86. It's 81 degrees right now. KMZQ
on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look for extremely heavy flows on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound at Gillespie. You're bumper to bumper through there. Remember, there's only one lane available as you transition from 215 west to Interstate 15 north and slow flows 15 south at Oki Boulevard.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, October 21st, the day before the first day of early voting here in the state of Nevada. It is a big, big weekend. We've got Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, is going to be in northern Nevada tomorrow, along with Senator Rick Scott of Florida. This is go time. This is go time. This is big. But even on the day before the first day of early voting, we still take time out of our schedule to celebrate what we call the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Mm.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, come on, you know. You know it's Friday. Come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, I just love it. I love it. It's going to get crazy here over the next 18 days. Tomorrow is the start of early voting. And here to give us the lowdown on what's going on behind the scenes, Keith Skipper, our good friend and Republican National Committee, National Director of Regional Communications, he joins us. Keith, how you been besides busy?
I loved hearing that song about Friday and hearing you cheer on Friday, because I don't even know what a Friday means anymore. We are 24/7 these last few weeks, and just cannot wait, and obviously cannot wait for the Take Back Our Country tour to be in Reno tomorrow. And so we're ready to go. Time to vote. Everybody get up, get out, vote, get your friends out.
Now, let me just ask you, and we promote this all day, the idea of when should we vote? Is it better? Can we be safer by voting by mail, early voting, election day? Does the party recommend anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, we think, especially vote in person as soon as you can, early vote, during the early voting period. You know, it starts tomorrow. Do it as soon as you can, because then we know the ballot is there. We know your vote's there. We know it's locked in there, and it gives us more opportunities to know, you know, to really work on those folks that aren't sure if they want to vote or not. You know, at the end of the day, there's a bucket of voters who are going to vote, and they are going to turn out. They know they're going to turn out, and there's a bucket of voters that don't know if they want to vote or not. And as soon as, you know, we know that the folks that are going to vote, it gives us the opportunity to put our resources behind turning out those folks that are unsure if they want to vote or not. So vote early. You know, again, starts tomorrow in person. And as soon as you're done with that, call five friends tomorrow after you leave the voting, your voting center, and tell them to vote. And then the next day, just call five more, and let's just keep doing that until we get to November 8th. So that way we can make sure that, you know, we wake up and we have majorities. We have Republicans all over the place. Keep in mind, you know, I always hate when I hear people say, like, oh, you know, my vote, you know, I don't know. Does it really matter? Keep in mind, there was a race for the House of Representatives in Iowa last cycle, that was decided by six votes.
Wow.
Six votes. And so these races can be very, very close. Think about Stavros Anthony in 2020. His race for the county commission was decided, I believe, by like 11 votes.
Yeah,
these races
10
can
votes.
Come down to margins that small. And so we need to make sure everybody gets out and vote early, then help us turn out additional voters so we win.
And by the way, I saw, I didn't get a chance to say hi to him, but I saw Stavros Anthony last night at the NPRI benefit dinner. So a lot of the big names, Adam Laxalt was there, Seagal was there, and it was just a really fun evening. But I digress. Let me just ask you, though, about this event coming up tomorrow up in Reno. Ronna McDaniel and Rick Scott, the senator and the head of the senatorial committee, the folks in charge of getting more Republican senators voted into office. I am curious, what is going to happen at this rally? And this is part of a larger national thing.
Yeah, so we launched the Take Back Our Country tour with Senator Scott and our chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, and Tom Emmer, who's, you know, the head of the Congressional Committee for Republicans. We launched this tour on Monday in Florida. They did a few stops in Florida on Monday, Tuesday. They were in Georgia and North Carolina. I got back from Raleigh this morning, where we were just out rallying folks and making sure that we keep the enthusiasm up. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow in Reno. We're going to be at the Nevada Trucking Association. That address is 8745 Technology Way in Reno at 3 p.m. And we are going to make sure that we let, you know, that we keep this enthusiasm growing. Because, I mean, look, you and I have been talking about this for a long time now about what this election was going to be about and what was going to drive folks to vote and how this is going to be an election for us. And now we're starting to kind of play it. We're seeing it play out. Even the media can't deny what's going on. Even their poll results are showing, oh, people are very upset and they're ready to vote for Republicans. But the thing to remember is, that's great and all, but you don't count the votes until November 8th. So we need to keep the enthusiasm. We need to keep our foot on the gas. And this is how we're doing it. We are barnstorming this country We're going to hit 15 states in the last 3 weeks. And we're going to go out to Reno. We're going to have Adam Laxalt there. We're going to have Congressman Amaday there. And we're going to turn out the vote. We're going to get a bunch of people and enthused and energized, and we're going to bring home a W. And, you know, I can't think of a better way to kick off the start of early vote than being in Reno tomorrow with the chairman and Senator Scott and Chairman McDonald and Mark Amaday and Adam Laxalt doing this.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications. That's why he's in our area a lot. He is in Raleigh and just got back from there. I am curious, and maybe you can shed some light on it. Ronna McDaniel and Senator Rick Scott and Adam Laxalt, et cetera, Mark Amadei are going to be up north tomorrow. The previous Trump visit was to Minden in northern Nevada. I am curious what that tells us or what should we read from that. Does it underscore the importance of northern Nevada and the rurals to get out the vote?
It's certain. I mean, look, I mean, the rurals, we need every last Republican to vote. We know that, you know, there are a lot of Democrats, particularly in Las Vegas, and so we need to make sure that the rural Republicans turn out to vote. And Washoe, as we all know, is a swing county. It's a purple county. Where Washoe goes, we go. And so those are certainly very, very critical. But I don't want, you know, nobody should read into this that we would be forsaking Las Vegas or anything. There is an additional event, I believe, tomorrow morning with Lombardo and Laxalt and Becker early in the morning. And we're all over the place. And the chairman, our chairman, was just in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago rallying folks as well. This is a whole – we have a statewide program here. And, you know, we're very fortunate that we have the Clark County Sheriff running for governor, a very respected sheriff who has obviously got – the, you know, Governor Sisolak on his heels, and that's going to be a huge boost to make sure that we not only get Adam across the finish line, not only take back the governor's mansion, but, you know, that's also going to help out April Becker against Susie Lee and Mark Robertson against Ina Titus and Sam Peters as well, and our legislative candidates for the legislature. So we are really running all over the place. So, you know, obviously, like I said, you know, Washoe is a very, very important place for us to be to win. But no one should take a look into that as something that, that we aren't paying attention to Vegas. We are doing a ton in Las Vegas, and I foresee a lot more, and you'll see a lot more events and a lot more these kinds of things over the next, we have 18 days left. So there'll be a lot more going on, and we will be doing stuff in Vegas.
I know that, or at least I've been told that Trump is in Texas this weekend. Is it possible we will get another Trump visit to either northern or southern Nevada between now and Election Day?
I certainly think it's possible. Look, I mean, we all know how much President Trump loves Nevada. Obviously, he has that beautiful property on the Strip, has spent a lot of time over here, out here in, over the years, helping us win races, helping us, you know, campaigning in 2018, furiously campaigning in 2018, spent a ton of time campaigning in Nevada and Las Vegas in 2020, and of course has been out a couple times already this cycle. I certainly think it's possible we may see him again, and obviously no one turns out his base quite like him. So, you know, hopefully if that is coming, that news will be shared soon, and, you know, he is very, very – in tune with what's going on in Nevada, and he is all in on making sure that we that the Senate majority goes through Nevada, that we get a common sense conservative governor, and that we win up and down the ballot.
I'm curious, Keith. You do a lot of traveling in your job as the RNC National Director of Regional Communications, and I'm curious, when you go to someplace like Charlotte or Raleigh, do you feel that same excitement that we have here? I mean, there's a passion right now about this election among people that normally, you know, aren't that geeked by politics, but they're getting into it now. Do you find that when you travel, you're sensing that same anticipation?
Oh yeah, I mean it's crazy. I mean it's something that I've not felt in a long time. I mean I was in Raleigh and Greensboro yesterday, and we just had a packed room. We were in Chester County, it's just outside of Philadelphia, last weekend with Dr. Oz, and I mean that was borderline a fire code violation with how many people were there. And that was for those people are all showing up to go knock doors afterwards. There is just an energy level that has not been seen on the Republican side in far too long, probably since President Trump's campaign in 2016. It's unreal how just amped folks are. And you can not only see that, but you also, you know, going to these places, you know, you can see and hear, you know, I was on a shuttle from the Raleigh airport to go get my rental car. And I'm hearing people, just random people talking about how crime is out of control in their neighborhoods and their communities, and that they just like cannot wait till November 8th. I was in Philly at a restaurant, and there was folks there talking about how just absurdly expensive it is. I mean, you're hearing everyday people just talking about this, and it's something that I have not seen in a long time. And so the enthusiasm is through the roof, and I think you can see it now. I mean, this environment is shifting so fast towards us, and it is going to be a good night. But there's a difference between a good night and a great night. And a great night means winning more races than even we ever thought was imaginable. And that will only be done if we put in the work. We knock on those doors. We make those extra phone calls. We reach out to our friends that we haven't chatted with in a while, and ensuring that they turn out and vote for Republicans. So let's make sure we have a great night, not a good night.
I know the RNC, the state GOP, led by Michael McDonald, and the local, the Clark County Republican Party, there's been a huge emphasis on poll watchers and poll watcher training. Are we going to have enough poll watchers on Election Day on November 8th?
Yeah, we most certainly will. I mean, as far as our goal is concerned, we'll exceed it. We'll have over 100% coverage. And, you know, we can certainly use more. So if you want to get involved, go to protectthevote.com. You can sign up there. We'll get you into training, get you all signed up for a shift. Obviously, this has been a huge priority and emphasis for the state party with Chairman McDonald and the county party with Chairman Law and, of course, Chairman McDaniel. This has been a passion project of hers all cycle long. We've all been working together in lockstep, hand in glove. I mean, the partnership could not be any better than it is. And we are going to have full coverage, and we're going to make sure that this election is run above board. So if you want to get involved, go to protectthevote.com. You can get signed up, and we would love to get you signed up for a shift.
Keith, keep it on, my friend. It's going to be a sprint to the finish line 18 days from now. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, although there are no weekends in politics at this point, but I understand. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Kevin. Looking forward to chatting again soon.
There you go. Keith Skipper, he'll keep us informed. In particular, I want to see if there's going to be another Trump visit, this time maybe to Southern Nevada. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Like maybe the night before Election Day. Oh, my gosh. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano.